Hi, Explorers. I'm Adriana Scorey.
I'm Cindy Dowsett.
And I'm Lauren Rodick Everly. We are the mamas behind Kids Who Explore.
Come along with us as we cover all corners of raising kids in the outdoors.
We are honored to share the mic with adventurers from all over the world.
So ladies, our first official podcast episode. I wrote out some questions to ask each other so the listeners can get to know us a little bit. So, Cindy, you want to start us off?
Yeah, you bet. Let's start with Adriana, our CEO of Kids Who Explore. Adri, what do you do for a living?
So my career, I'm in corporate finance in the oil and gas business sector, and I've mostly worked in accounting, and I'm a member of our Inclusion and Diversity Council at my company.
Right now you're on your mat leave. Have you found a huge transition from work life to mama life?
I have, yes, actually. I was super immersed into the corporate culture. So we were working 24/7 and all of a sudden I went into labor right during the day that I was working and then had Turner the next day. And all of a sudden it was like, whoa, corporate life and work. And then all of a sudden the beautiful journey of mom life began. So I've definitely noticed a big difference between the two, but I absolutely love motherhood and spending all my time with my baby.
I feel like maternity leave is kind of a different term for you because you really haven't been not working. You've been doing so much work with Kids Who Explore.
Oh, yes, that is a good point, actually. Yeah, I guess when you're doing something that you're incredibly passionate about, it doesn't really feel like work at all. So not saying I wasn't passionate about my corporate finance career. It's just that transitioning to something that my son and I can do together and get together with our fellow adventure mamas when it's safe, obviously. But for now, just inspiring others to get outdoors, it just doesn't feel like work to me. I absolutely love every second I spend working on Kids Who Explore stuff.
And now Turner's your first, and he's 4 or 5 months now?
He's turning 5 months on January 13th. So he'll be, I can't believe how fast the time has gone, honestly. 5 months has just gone in a blink, and yeah, he's growing so fast.
Have you really noticed a difference in the way you adventure now that he's coming with you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I guess more or less like my past adventure lifestyle was a little reckless, to say the least. I would just not give a lot of thought to going out on adventures, and we'd be scrambling mountains and going up in the dark and doing sunrise adventures. And that all completely changed, obviously, with little Turner here. So now it is very much like I'm almost over paranoid, and I never would think to even really pack like a ton of food or any kind of extra thing. So it's kind of been a big transition for me to have to really slow down and think about what I'm taking into the outdoors. And the safety, I think, is a big one. Again, not saying that I wasn't super safe, but I just didn't really care as much in the past when it was just me heading out to the mountains. As now with Turner, I'm extremely cautious with weather. I'm watching weather reports like crazy, and super concerned about like other things like bear safety and that, where I didn't focus on that before.
It's definitely a huge difference when you are having to think about feeding somebody else too and packing somebody else's clothes. And there's just a lot more things to think about before you head out.
I think too, when it's just yourself, you're able to just say, okay, well, you know, if I get a little extra hungry, if I run out of snack, or if I need to go to the washroom on the trail, I just go to the washroom. But with babies, especially, you have to think, okay, diapers, and what if they get hungry? You can't just tell them, oh, sorry, you can't eat right now. And they might need another pair of clothes. You know, you just have to actually prepare and think ahead.
Well, in this mom brain thing, I feel like it is a thing because you just forget, and you're like, you're on the way to the mountains, and you're like, you forget a very important item, and it's just panic kind of sets in. And even in the past, like I would go out on an adventure and it would be like super cold in Alberta, and it would be an ice walk of sorts, and I would forget my snow pants and my mittens and probably a toque realistically. And that was when it was just me. So now with Turner, I actually have to create a checklist. And usually Cindy sends that over to me, and I go through the checklist and I still forget a few items, which then she probably has if we're on an adventure together. So.
And I'm just laughing because I remember a lot of those hikes where you showed up and you're like, I didn't bring my mittens today. I didn't bring my snow pants today.
And Cindy was like, I have an extra pair for you.
Yeah, anybody that adventured with me was like, wow, like I would have like their wardrobe at my house after because I would just borrow so many items from them.
On that note, what are your favorite things to do in the outdoors?
Oh, favorite things in the outdoors. Everything, really. I would say my most favorite thing was to go out hiking and do some kind of sunset adventure and have a charcuterie dinner on the top of a mountain was my absolute favorite thing to do in the outdoors. But past that, it was like paddle boarding, even just a nature walk, any kind of thing that just you could be surrounded by nature. Being out of cell service was really important for me just to kind of disconnect, especially from the whole corporate stresses and work there. So it was just a way to really unplug.
So now that you have Turner, would you say that those goals have changed? What are some things that you want to do going out with a baby now?
Now my favorite activities are literally just like going on a walk with him, putting him in his little carrier on the front and showing him like how the trees like move in the wind and really pausing to see the snowflakes that land on his like little jacket and how he's analyzing the snowflakes and just like the little moments that are actually at our farmhouse that aren't even out in the mountains anymore. I obviously miss going out to the mountains as often as I was going, but now it's just about exploring, you know, our backyard and where we are and explaining to him. I know he's really little, but I do like chatting with him a lot about the different weather and the wind and learning all these things together. And that's where the beauty is for me.
Are you comfortable sharing where your farmhouse is for people?
Okay, so our farmhouse actually is in an area where it's on the prairies and you can also see the mountains. So there's a sunrise and sunset every morning and night, and it's absolutely beautiful. And it's the most refreshing place for us to be and spend our time together.
I think that's great for people to know because you are on the farm. Cindy is in Calgary, Alberta right now. And I, Lauren, am on Long Island in New York. So even though we are all adventure friends that can meet up in Banff and Kenmore and Kananaskis and all that, right now we are all miles and miles apart.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to when we can adventure again together and have more hilarious stories.
Agreed.
Create amazing adventures again in the future. But I do understand what you're saying, Adri, and that having kids and slowing down, I think that's one of the biggest things I've appreciated with motherhood is, like you said, noticing the individual snowflakes landing on his jacket or literally stopping to smell the roses. Because when you're as tall as an adult and you're just kind of walking past all the wildflowers, but the kids want to stop and smell them and look at them. And I don't let my kids pick the wildflowers, but we look at them and I actually will get down on my knees and smell a flower on the side of a trail, which I couldn't tell you the last time I did that before having kids, probably when I was a kid.
I loved that on our last hike together, Cindy, everything you were pointing out and how you were naming the different plants. I learned so much from you, but it was also just so nice that, I mean, I love being outside and catching up with friends and breathing in the fresh air, but sometimes, like you said, you don't stop. And I know we always stop for water breaks and look at the view at the top or whatnot, but it was just a different experience, you pointing out every single thing to your kids.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's really fun. My background is neuroscience. And so learning about brain behavior and how the neurons wire, I just love thinking about how their brains are literally developing right in front of my eyes. they're seeing these things for the very first time. Right. You know, they're touching that rock and feeling that rock for the first time in their life. And it's really cool getting to witness this magic happen.
That flows in so nicely to everyone meeting you. So you are Cindy, our community relations rep at Kids Who Explore. And can you tell us about your career then? You just talked about your background.
Yeah, so my background actually has nothing to do with science now. I started in that direction. I was going pre-med and then just a huge transition in my life. I wasn't enjoying where I was at the time and feeling more like a number than a person. And so I actually, long story short, ended up following my husband, who was then my boyfriend, to Victoria and studying Chinese medicine. So first I became an acupuncturist, and then I actually continued on into schooling to get my doctorate. So now I'm a doctor of Chinese medicine.
That is so amazing. We love it.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy transition from science for sure. Like when I first started studying, it felt like it was like going right over my head, like talking about yin and yang and what is this? And then one day it just all clicked and it made sense. And then I look at patients now and I love it. I love working with my patients because everybody, it's like solving a puzzle. And the saying in Chinese medicine is, you know, you can have two people come in with the same flu, but treat them both differently.
And I just wanted to add in here too, Cindy is awesome at what she does, honestly. Like I have a fear of needles actually, and she does acupuncture. And I've had many sessions of acupuncture with her, and it was the most magical healing experience for me. So thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. I do live in Calgary, yes, but I'm actually just west, just outside of city limits. And last year we renovated the basement. I'm actually sitting in my clinic recording right now, and I love it. It's one of my favorite spaces in my entire home. We popped out a window, we put in a door. There's tons of sunlight. It's facing the mountains. You can see the mountains, and it has two treatment rooms and a clinic room, and it's at home. So I can be home because we live in the country. My kids will take the bus to school, but the bus will literally pick them up and drop them off at the end of my driveway. And if they need to stay home sick one day, I don't have to scramble trying to find someone to cover my patients, or my husband trying to figure out how to get out of a meeting so he can come home. Like I'll just always be here. And it's really nice to have a separate space that I can get into work mode and then leave and be in mom mode.
That is so great. So true. That's kind of where all of us are really at right now, right? Is the magical juggling of careers and mom life. And we're all so passionate about what we do. So we want to be able to continue that, right? And show that to our children. So Cindy, we know that winter is your favorite season, but what are some of your favorite things to do outside?
Well, actually, I decided to just this year to switch from snowboarding to skiing. So I had my first lesson on Thursday, and I wasn't as terrible at it as I thought I'd be. Like I thought I was going to be like plowing over kids on the hill and just falling all over the place. And I was going to be like a big snowball tumbling down and breaking myself, but it was actually really fun and I'm hooked. I think I'm actually going to commit and switch.
I would have never thought you would have been bad at it. I had so much faith in you.
I was really nervous. My mother-in-law came over the night before to drop off the gear that I was borrowing. And I went, oh my gosh, I forgot that's tomorrow. And I was like, I want to cancel. I think I should cancel.
I'm glad you did it. But have you cross-country skied before?
I've just started. Okay. That's something actually also that I'm really enjoying in the winter too.
Okay. That's awesome.
I also do a lot of snowshoeing, so I still like to continue hiking in the winter. I love finding trails that haven't been packed down yet, so I can actually snowshoe. Out here, though, a lot of times the more popular trails, which are the ones I prefer to take my kids on, especially because I do a lot of hiking solo, I like to go to places that are a little more popular with more people around and better chances of running into people in case there's an emergency. Those ones are more packed down. So I'll have my cleats or cramps, some people call them, that I'll bring with me for those days. And I actually, a little piece of advice here. I found that you can buy the size extra small crampon, and then you can put it around your toddler's boot and then take zip ties and zip tie it on so it doesn't fall off. And then they can walk on the trail with you.
Amazing. So how many kids do you have?
I have two. I have a son, Jackson, who is 5 and a half, and I have a daughter named Naya, who will be 3 the end of March, in a couple months here.
And they are so much fun to hike with. What were your adventures before kids, and how have they changed since you've had kids?
So kind of like Adri said, I do different levels of adventuring with kids. So my kids have been on many mountain summits, but there are many mountains I climb and scramble that I would not bring my kids on. So other than that, though, to be quite honest, not much has changed. That was mine and my husband's biggest thing when we decided to have children, was that we didn't want life to change. And we wanted to show people that you could still do all these fun things and do a lot of adventuring with kids.
That's so great. That's what we want to share with everyone here, right? Is you can get your kids outside, you can adventure with them, and it just gets better.
Absolutely. It's just a little slower.
Okay, so if everyone hasn't noticed already, Adriana, Cindy, and myself, Lauren, are all working with Kids Who Explore. So the big question is, how did we all meet? How did we become friends? So how did you meet Adri, Cindy?
We both applied to become Women Who Explore ambassadors, and I had organized our first event for all the ambassadors in Calgary to meet, and we had decided on going on a snowshoe adventure at a local ski hill close by called Nikiska. And one of the ambassadors at the time was working there. I forget what her role was, but she had suggested we come out, we go for a snowshoe, and we get to know each other. And that's the first time that Adrian and I had met.
When I first met Cindy, and the whole group did actually, there was, I think, six of us ladies meeting that day. And we didn't actually know that she was 7 months pregnant at the time with Naya. And we had gone up the chairlift, we had started our snowshoe, and Cindy's like, oh, I just need a bit of a break. And then we kind of clued in, wow, she is 7 months pregnant. That's incredible. And we instantly bonded over a photo shoot. So we got that pregnant, beautiful belly out, and we were doing some snow throwing and got a gorgeous photo. And Cindy had Naya 2 months after that. So it was very incredible. And she was such an inspiration then, thinking that, wow, like here she is pregnant and outdoor adventuring. And so she's a lot of an inspiration to me as well.
No, thank you.
Okay. So up next we have Lauren. So she is our communications and media director / guru. She's amazing with all things media and communications. And Lauren, what do you do for your career?
I kind of dabble in a lot of things, but usually when I answer that question, my main career is I'm a music teacher. So I have my own business. Like Cindy said, I'm blessed enough to have my business out of my house, and I teach voice, piano, ukulele, and preschool music classes, which is a ton of fun. I also work with food. So I sell cookware and write cookbooks and share recipes on my blog. And now I'm working with Kids Who Explore. So it's really fun, all the different things I dabble in.
And we just love having you on the team so much.
Thank you.
So what do you love doing in the outdoors?
My favorite thing in the outdoors is hiking and going on walks. I am not like Cindy. I do not like going downhill fast. So snowshoeing is great, but skiing and snowboarding is off limits for me. Cross country skiing is okay, as long as there's not too many downhills. I would much rather go uphill.
Great. And you have a beautiful baby girl. Can you please tell us more about little Miss Collins?
Yes, she is almost 10 months. So yeah, Collins is a 2020 baby and she is a wonderful blessing that came out of 2020. And she is my favorite little person to adventure with.
Amazing. So just wondering about your outdoor goals prior to having kids.
So like I said, hiking was one of my biggest passions and still is. So I made a bucket list of all the hikes I wanted to do, and they were pretty intense. They were usually the hard, difficult rated hikes. They would be some scrambles. They would definitely be summits. And I still have lots of those on there, but it might be a long time before I get to some of those crazy ones again.
I feel like we need an example of one of those quote unquote crazy ones. Perhaps Grizzly Peak.
Right. Well, like Adriana said before, I feel like we just did things where, you know, we didn't really follow the trail and then we got lost on the way down. Actually, yeah. I will say Prairie Mountain was one of mine where it should be, we were going up and we're like, oh, this is not complicated. This is so easy. We won't get lost on the way down, even though people always say you get lost on the way down. And we were just having a blast up at the top, eating, having a couple of drinks, taking
photo shoot central.
Yes. And we definitely pushed it and we should have gone down earlier and we got lost. So we were, you know, going through bushwhacking our way down and seeing if we could find anyone. And it wasn't until very close to the bottom that we found two people that got us back on the trail. Thank goodness. And I have never sallied so hard until we got to the car.
And we found those two individuals by calling out, help, help.
Right.
Yeah. So on that note, how have your adventures changed when Collins came into the picture?
So I'm repeating what you guys said, but it's so true. I said, I don't want adventures to stop when I have Collins. I want her to come on hikes with me. I want her to explore with me. So that is what we've been doing, but it's definitely a different safety level. And my hikes now that I put on my wish list are ones that are more family friendly. I feel more comfortable right now with carrying her on my front, that it's something that's not too up and down per se, so that I can see my feet. And I just want to feel comfortable that it won't be so long or crazy challenging that I'm going to slip with her in her carrier. So it's just a different difficulty level, but we're still always getting out there and having fun together.
And sometimes that changes when you come out with me and a what's supposed to be quick hike turns into like 4 hours.
So Cindy and my last hike together, that is what happened, because we chose one that was like an hour and a half. That's, I think, max what it would be, even carrying our kids. And I was like, okay, this is perfect. We'll get there. I'll feed Collins in the car. And then we'll start the hike. We'll maybe stop for a snack. And we'll still be down in time that I can, like, feed her again, change her diaper, all that good stuff. And then Cindy's sweet son decided he wanted to join us, which was really nice, but it turned into a close to a 4 hour hike. And Collins was so happy the whole time. But by the time we got down, I was like, Collins needs to eat. I need to eat. We need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. It definitely turned into a child paced hike. We were just planning on carrying our babies that day, but then also the cows.
We also ran into a herd of cows that we had to move out of the way. That was a first. It was not the last, though.
We literally had to push cows out of our way on the trail.
So many great experiences.
So then when was it that you guys met again, Cindy and Lauren?
So our first hike that we met on was Moraine Lake. And you guys have to correct me on this. Did we have to be there before 6 a.m. or before 7 a.m.?
Seven.
Okay. So we had to be there before 7 a.m. to get a spot so we could park and go do our hike, and we didn't have to park far away and get on a bus and wait for a bus and all of that good stuff. So it was before 7 a.m. We had our helmets because it was going to be a big scramble. And this was Adriana and my first scramble. And we start doing the hike. We meet Cindy. And I find out you were how much postpartum?
3 months.
3 months. But may I add, before we started the hike, Cindy had her husband have both her kids, and he went and did like a little nature walk kind of hike around the lake while we went and did our 4 hour scramble. And he came so that she could feed her baby at the beginning and at the end. And I was like, okay, this entire family is goals. You were my inspiration that, okay, we can still adventure after kids.
Yes, thank you. I remember that day. I remember meeting you and learning all about your pampered chef, and just listening to you talk about music was just so fascinating, because that's just an area I'm not very good at.
Well, and all your talk with babies, I could talk about that all day. So instant friends.
We were hanging out at the top for so long. We were so engorged and I was so sore. I was like, okay, guys, enough with the photo shoots, enough with the snacks. We need to get off this mountain. I need to feed my baby.
You were impressive, because like I said, I don't think I could have physically gone 4 hours before.
each pregnancy and birth as after is different. So definitely to our listeners today, do not feel like you need to push yourself 12 weeks postpartum to scramble up to the top of a mountain.
That is so true. We definitely need to talk about that at some point, because I remember you saying you were very impressed with your pelvic floor that day, because you did not have to go to the washroom without wanting to go to the washroom, if you know what I mean.
Well, I was, again, 12 weeks postpartum. That was all a blur. So I only remember tidbits of conversations from that day.
Right. But yes, that is a very good reminder to all the mamas out there. Listen to your body and listen to yourself, because, yeah, you don't want to push yourself too soon.
Yeah. And 13 years ago, Lauren, we met.
Yes. So we met our first year of university. You had moved to Calgary from BC to go to U of C. And one of my childhood best friends was living in the dorms with you. So it was because of her that we met. And honestly, we just became instant friends, and the rest is history. I feel like our university days, it was a lot of themed parties. And I was so grateful that once we got into work life, we always met up for lunches or tea breaks when we were working downtown, and then started adventuring together. All right, should we go to our ending questions that we're going to do at the end of every single episode?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Yeah. All right, Adri, what piece of advice can you share to help families get outside?
Oh, I have lots of different advice here for that. I think I'd have to go with, just because I've recently just had a newborn and went through that whole experience of feeling like you're unable to kind of get outside just with the healing. I had a bit of a rough transition there at the beginning. So I would just say my biggest piece of advice is to keep things as simple as possible. And you don't have to go far from your front door in order to get outside. So even if you just walk to the end of, say, if you have a driveway or just like partway down the block, just celebrate that success, because the next time you do go out again, maybe you get a little bit further, or maybe you discover something else. And I just think it's so important to just open up that front door and just try to like breathe in that fresh air. And that's kind of where it should start. And don't have expectations of how things are going to look. Just let nature kind of take that and run with it.
I love that. That's a really good piece of advice. What's one of your favorite recommendations right now?
Okay, I would say my favorite recommendation as of late, like I was really struggling with getting packed up with the newborn with all the items and the massive list of things that I would need to take. One of my favorite things was getting prepared the day before or the night before for your adventure. So I feel like that recommendation actually went a long way, and I don't know why I didn't think of that before. But once all the stuff was in piles and organized, and we had all like bottles cleaned and things set up and ready to go in the morning, it was super easy to just go, okay, transition to the vehicle, and we're on our way to the mountains. So I really enjoyed that recommendation.
All right. That all sounds great. Let's end with a challenge. You challenge families to
be present in nature. That just kind of came to me right now. Just, I really think that trying to just be present in the moment that you are outside is so important, and to not have that expectation of how your adventure is going to go, and just let your mind go and enjoy the time with your family and kids.
Awesome. I love it.
Well, thanks, ladies. It was fun to do our first episode, and we hope people chime in for all the other ones, where we'll be sharing more advice as we go and interviewing other people. Thanks for adventuring with us. Please subscribe and share your love by reviewing our podcast with 5 stars. And follow us over at Kids Who Explore on Instagram and all other social media platforms.